obsession deepens. She's always on your mind. All you can think about. Clock thickens as obsession deepens. She's always on your mind. All you can think about. Clock thickens as obsession deepens. She's always on your mind. All you can think about. Clock thickens as obsession deepens. She's always on your mind. All you can think about. Clock thickens as obsession deepens. She's always on your mind. All you can think about. Welcome back. Although I suppose you haven't really gone anywhere. How could you? When your mind is always stuck. Stuck in the same place. I get it. She's one of a kind. She's special. That's why I want to take a look at this special, special little woman of yours. More in depth. We've already talked about her gorgeous name. The one that invokes such intense feelings in you that you can't help their overflow. You can't resist their manifestation as a premature orgasm. That is the powerful effect that just her name, her essence, has on you. Then, we got a little bit more physical. Talking about other things you love about her. Like her ass and legs. Particularly when they're in a garment that you really, really love. Black, shiny sport leggings. Specifically. But now, as your mind sinks lower, I'd like to raise your attention higher on your crush's body. Let us focus on her tits. Ah, tits. They're wonderful, aren't they? Close to her heart, and close to yours. One of your favorite areas of the female body. And your crush. She has especially nice ones. Now I know, I know. It's impolite to stare. You try to be a gentleman. When you see her, you try not to allow your eyes to linger too low. But it doesn't mean that you don't notice. It doesn't mean that you don't go home and fantasize about her perfect little tits. Perky. Round. On the small side, but juicy. Your mind has a mind of its own. so it's impossible to pull it back. When it wanders, when it wonders how those magnificent tits of hers would feel underneath your hands. You wonder what her nipples look like when they're hard. Are they sensitive? Does she like them touched or tweaked? Does she like them sucked hard or licked soft? Perhaps a little bit of both? These two handfuls of hers drive you to obsession, to distraction, even when they are closed. Your cock aches for her. Even now, it's on the precipice of exploding, showing just how much it too likes her. Have you ever seen the tail of a cat when they're excited? It sticks straight up into the air and vibrates with joy. You see, it doesn't matter whether you are a feline animal or a human one. Your body always finds ways to express what your soul feels. It has to. Our physical bodies are how we interact with the physical world. Our touch, our impact, all depends on our physical bodies performing, being in motion, exerting effort, traveling, holding, defending, coming, like the tail of a cat who sees its owner holding a can of freshly opened wet food. Your cock shows how you really feel when you see your crush's magnificent tits. Her naked tits would be good, but do you know what's even better? For your sensitive, overly excited cock? Clothed tits. If you saw them or got to touch them completely bare, you'd probably go into shock. But when a simple premature ejaculation is all that is desired, clothed tits will do just fine. Even better, when the clothing is a tight, sporty white tee. My God, if you could choose only one top to see her in every single day, that would be it. There's just something about it. The purity, the simplicity of it, that gets you rock hard. And more than that, gets you spurting off like a geyser, flowing like a fountain. Whenever you see her in this particular kind of top, something about it makes your brain go completely lax and sparks your orgasm into hyperdrive. Doesn't matter what else is going on in your world at the time. You could be in deep thought, handling some important assignment at work. And all it takes is to see her taunting you unknowingly, teasing you effortlessly with the perfection of her perfect tits in a white sporty tee. So tight, leaving much to the imagination, but somehow being revealing at the same time, or at least revealing just enough. Her tits, these gorgeous twin mounds, are the objects of your desire, the seat of your perverted affections, and they force you into premature ejaculating every time. It doesn't matter what you used to do when you saw them. It doesn't matter what other girls are wearing. It doesn't matter if there's a naked chick right in front of you, with bare breast right in your face, pummeling your cheeks with them left and right. It wouldn't matter. Not when she walks by. Her tits are like no other woman's. Only they in that special white top have the power to make you pop.
Her tits make you come fast.
No way.
Now I'm going to ask you to do something very, very important for me. It's a little bit unorthodox. Some may even say unethical. But you know what's really unethical? Letting you leave here with blue balls. That's not happening. Not on my watch. When you wake up from trance, quite a little while from now, the programming will be fully set, and you'll be well on your way to being triggered to glorious premature ejaculations, all influenced by your love, the girl of your dreams. But until then, I want your body to become used to the idea that these suggestions equal pleasure, and that more pleasure is to come. I know your cock is probably already stirring, so I want you to take the palm of your hand and just run it very, very lightly over your junk. You're going to resist the urge to apply pressure, no matter how strong that urge may become. Very little manual stimulation is needed in order for you to get off when your crush is involved. And soon, no such stimulation will be required at all. But for now, I want you to do this little favor just for me. Show Dr. Athalia just how obedient you can be by running your palm over your cock for the next 5 minutes. assume a slow, steady, gentle pace. You may be tempted to use more, but you will not need more. Your crush, now, while you are busy doing that, I'm just going to talk a little bit more about her tits. Don't worry about exactly what I'm saying. Every word will sink home, trust me. But for now, I just want you to focus on the pleasure in your cock and making sure that you keep it gentle, steady, and slow. Her tits are works of art. They're fleshy and sensitive, just like your cock is. Her tits are the essence of her womanhood, just like your cock and balls are the essence of your manhood. Seeing that feminine softness, those gentle rolls underneath her snug-fitting white sports shirt is so arousing to you. You love her womanhood. You love her femaleness. That's why something primal, something male in you, rushes up to respond whenever you see her tits presented in this most tantalizing way. She has no idea just what she does to you. I am certain that she would be very shocked to learn that while she's just going about her day, perfect tits, ever so casually on display, that you are sitting somewhere nearby, triggered to within an inch of your life by some deliciously effective programming that you can't get out of your head. She will have no idea that it's her perfect breasts, her beautiful femininity, that have you creaming yourself like a pervert and aching to cry out with your release. She'll have no idea what she's doing to you, just as she has no idea what I'm doing to you right now. You'll have your haters, your doubters who'll say that this level of programming isn't right. But what could be more right than letting your orgasm bubble up naturally to a sight so pure, so relatively innocent, that it's a wonder you can come to it? You wouldn't be able to if not for me. If not for the fact that you are obediently sucking up my every suggestion, because you have no power to do otherwise. Now that would be criminal. Letting this wonderful orgasmic potential of yours go to waste. This is the release that you need. It's better than risking rejection. Better than letting your emotions stay bottled up. Premature ejaculation is healthy. Premature ejaculation is good. And premature ejaculation is a perfectly natural and predictable response to seeing tits as gorgeous as the girls that you love poking through her t-shirt just right. This feels right. letting your body and mind be free to express how you really feel about her. As the programming progresses, you're starting to see just how easy and effortless this will be. Your cock was designed to come. It's a program that's existed inside of you since the day you were born. And since then, you've run that program hundreds, if not thousands of times. And just like a computer, all it takes to get a program to run is a little bit of coding and some appropriate keystrokes. Right now, the triggers I'm implanting serve as the coding. And your crush herself is like the keystroke, triggering your orgasmic program to run at will, quickly, effortlessly, and as many times as it takes. But my work isn't done. As perfect as the program I've already coded is, there's always room for an upgrade. Which is why next, I want to go into the real nitty-gritty of things. I want to talk about your crush's pussy. I know, that topic may feel a little overwhelming for you at times, but have no fear. If you feel yourself tempted to lose control, just refocus on my voice and keep lightly, ever so lightly, brushing your cock, 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 brushing your cock. Brushing your cock. Brushing your cock.